Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
Hello there. Welcome to a Nick Note audio file on our breaking news. And this deserves some comment. The big question is, what will oil do? Now, it's a well-known fact that oil demand is dropping. Europe's in recession. Volkswagen is shutting down factories and sales are going to hell. So there is a global slowdown. China is still in the self-induced recession with the real estate crisis. And the world's about to change with Donald Trump taking power. So there's a lot of issues that people have to sort out here. Now, the market has taken a nice little plunge, as you know, and we're looking for an entry point to begin our next trade cycle, and I wanted to point out to you that it behooves us to wait. Now, the news here is that Trump is going to go ahead and attack Iran's oil fields and nuclear. Now, you might remember, it was 5 years ago now, time flies, when Iran shot down a U.S. drone, Trump again threatened to attack Iran. And it didn't happen. And our belief is that an attack on Iran is not going to be one of the first things that Trump does when he gets into power. The way we read Middle East events is Hamas is on its knees, and they're getting ready to cut a deal. Hezbollah, well, they're still getting stitched up pretty good, but they become a half of a half of a half of themselves. You keep splitting yourself in half, and pretty soon the half that left is virtually nothing. As far as the situation in Syria, well, as far as I'm concerned, that's just another terrorist organization, so you traded one monster for another. And by the way, to show you how they're about to fold, Russia, their enemy and the ally of the previous regime, which they replaced, is about to negotiate a deal where they will keep their Navy base and Air Force base in Syria. So, now talk about letting the devil in. So Israel's doing a pretty good job stitching them up. They have one of the biggest narcotics manufacturing facilities in the world there under state sponsorship and control, and that's been dismembered thanks to Israel. Weapons of mass destruction, especially the binary chemical weapons, are gone. The Iranian supplied air force and rockets is gone. The missile ships are gone. So other than small field pieces and, you know, hand grenades and the beloved AK-47 and the RPGs, they have little weaponry left. And we think they're going to slice and dice themselves. So here is our prediction. We believe that peace is coming to the Middle East. We believe that Hamas, Hezbollah will do a deal. The Houthis in Yemen will parade around with big demonstrations, shooting their guns in the air and do a little more. They've been stitched up pretty good. And we also believe that a deal is close in the Ukraine. Russia keeps what it's got. Ukraine's lucky to get away with what it has left and call it a day for now. So our prediction is that, especially through the holiday seasons and into the new year, the markets will offer an opportunity for a pop to the upside as a shorting opportunity. After Trump gets into office, January 20th, we don't believe that other than forcing peace deals, that he will take many military actions or unleash Israel on Iran. So our feeling is that it'll be an oil price that gets much lower next year with very tricky trading, and I like it like that. That means that, you know, you have to be very careful what you're doing. You have to get your timing right. You have to understand the market fundamentals, and you got to watch those algos and those high-frequency traders who will constantly go off half-cocked. By the way, the trading record of Trafalgar and a lot of those guys this past year has not been that good, so they've kind of lost their touch. So this is a transitionary market going into a much lower price range. By the way, oil with, West Texas Intermediate barely holding on to $70 a barrel and $75 Brent is an unusually high market. We should be in the 30s and 40s, respectively. So we feel like we're going to get more back to that because One thing Trump will do is drill, baby, drill. Fracking will become the order of the day. The Keystone Pipeline XL will take that heavy crude oil that's locked up in Canada and bring it into a hungry market at a lower price in the U.S., especially the Midwest refiners and northern refineries that are set up to process that stuff. We think the Permian will be open up. Anwar will be open up. Gulf of Mexico will be open up. Permits will be issued. Pipelines will be approved. And completed wells that are not in production will get their long stonewall permit. So we see everything as part of a key to a master plan for Trump. And that is, he has got to drive inflation down. He has got to develop revenue. Two ways he develops revenue: sell the shit out of oil and get the royalty, put tariffs on incoming goods, and rely upon oil, which is the main driver of inflation, prices to come down and lower the inflation rate. And that makes life very easy for him. Starting a war with Iran, where you throw the Gulf oil into contention, allowing the festering wars with Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis in Lebanon continue is a mistake he's not going to make. And remember, Russia's world's second largest oil producer. That oil will help Trump immensely. And I believe he has the chutzpah to force a deal there. So my prediction is a rough and rocky market. I like it like that. A lot of stop and go, pop and drop. Keyword, the pop and drop market. And that means that with the right finesse, the right timing, we definitely want to be an oil on the short side.
We don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans.